I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County sees a slight drop in homelessness. The summer heat may lay ground for winter flooding. Payments for the sale of Oakland's Coliseum are slower than expected, and Governor Gavin Newsom honors the banana slug. There are approximately 1,090 people experiencing homelessness in Marin County. That's according to the biannual point-in-time count. The final report was released last week by the Marin County Department of Health and Human Services. In addition to interviews, the visual count was done in January, and it covered the county's entire 828 square miles. This year's count of people experiencing homelessness showed an overall 2.8% decrease from 2022. 72% of them were unsheltered. That means that they're living on the streets, in abandoned buildings, in vehicles, encampments, and other places unfit for human habitation. The largest concentrations were in San Rafael and Novato. In-person surveys revealed that economic hardship was the main cause of homelessness, with 84% of respondents unemployed. There was a 24% decrease in chronic homelessness and a 12% drop in homeless families with children. Homeless youth, people under the age of 24, are more difficult to count because they are less publicly visible. But 95% of unaccompanied youth were unsheltered. The point-in-time count is the only source for nationwide data on homeless populations. Marin County receives $5.7 million in federal funds every year for housing and services. As a heat wave gripped the Bay Area and Central Coast last week, with inland temperatures reaching as high as 108 degrees, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced there's a 71% chance of La Niña conditions this fall. Over the last century, almost two-thirds of La Niña years were dry. In a media briefing last week, the California Department of Water Resources warned that there's a good chance that any storms this year will be stronger, and when heavy rains hit sun-baked soils, the risk of flooding increases. Currently, the state reservoirs are at 100% of historical averages, but state officials are hoping for a snowy winter in the Sierra Nevadas, which supplies a third of the state's water. Three Oakland City Council members raised concerns last week over a missed payment in the city's sale of the Coliseum to the African American Sports and Entertainment Group. Councilmember Janani Ramachandran stated in a pair of news releases that a $15 million payment was due September 1st. Supposedly, a contingent budget was to kick in, which cuts the police force to 600 officers, temporarily closes five fire stations, and pauses all city contracts. This summer, the council approved the use of part of the sale to be used as a one-time stopgap measure to help bridge the city's budget shortfall. The developer, Ray Bobbitt, said the sale is progressing under a new payment schedule, which puts all the money in the same fiscal year and adds an additional $5 million to the final price. He said $5 million has already been paid. The city should expect another $10 million by October 7th, followed by the final $95 million in May 2025. Bobbitt added that the company's purchase of the other half of the property from the Oakland A's is also moving forward. Governor Gavin Newsom signed three bills Friday, giving California three new official state symbols. The Dungeness crab is now the state's official crustacean. The black abalone marine snail is the official seashell, and the banana slug is the official slug. Banana slugs are important organic composters. They're also pollinators and pest managers. The black abalone is considered sacred by coastal tribes for its food and its iridescent mother-of-pearl interior. The shells can be found from Mendocino County to the Baja Peninsula. Dungeness crab is important to coastal economies. In 2022, fisheries pulled 21 million pounds of crab from the sea, worth over $54 million. But in 2023, the season was delayed due to whale migrations, inclement weather, and crabber strikes. State officials hope the designation will raise awareness for the challenges facing the fishing industry. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.